That's okay. Of all the moments in this long story that we've just heard proclaimed to us yet again, there are many, many moments that touch us, that move us, that affect us, that sometimes make us a little angry, sometimes make us deeply sad. Perhaps of all of those moments, those details in this story as John tells it to us, that makes us feel most profoundly moved is the moment when Jesus says, "It is finished," and bows his head. We're moved by that moment. We're gutted by that moment. We're almost left speechless by that moment. We have to have, you know, a minute or two to kind of wrap our hearts around that before we continue even sharing the story. "It is finished," Jesus says, and bows his head. How could this be? Along with the disciples of Jesus and the women at the foot of the cross, you know, how could this be was certainly the question on their hearts at that moment, and it's still the question. How could it be? How could it be that Jesus has just died? He was so alive yesterday. He was so alive the day before. We've known him, his laughter, his crying, his words, his teaching, the touch of his hand on our forehead, all of that we've known. And now it is finished. He's bowed his head. He's breathed his last. His heart no longer beats. And it's this moment that leaves us most profoundly moved as we hear this story yet again. There is one detail to the story that John adds at the very end. He says, Jesus says it's finished. He bows his head. And then he handed over his spirit. Now that extra little detail is easily lost in the gravity of the whole scene. But it's terribly important. John never adds things just for the heck of it. When John says he handed over his spirit, that's an extremely important thing. It's a little bit confusing. He handed over his spirit to whom? Did he hand his spirit over to his loving Father? "I'm done, Lord, here." It's possible. Some of the other Gospels, that's the way it's put. Or is it possible that when Jesus hands over his spirit, he's handing his spirit over to the women who are standing underneath his cross, and John and the other disciples who are reasonably nearby, giving them a share of his love so that they can get through the next 3 days, they can pass through their grief, they can deal with this whole thing. In that way, maybe Jesus is handing over his spirit to them. Could be. But there's a hint elsewhere in the gospel what John intends here. At the very, very beginning of his gospel, John writes, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, and the Word dwelt among us." It's a direct reference to the very opening of the book of Genesis, the creation of the world, the creation of the universe. And when Genesis tells that story, it begins by saying the world was a mess. The world was unformed. The world was a sea of chaos. The world was darkness. The world was nothingness. The world was filled with almost evil. It was so black and so dark and so nighted. And over that world of chaos and darkness, the Spirit hovered. Sometimes they translate it as the breath of God. Sometimes they translate it as a breeze. But it's the Spirit. that hovers over all that nothingness, all that chaos, all that surging seas of darkness and evil, and gently calms it, gently fills it with light, gently fills it with love, gently fills it with godness. And the parallel to what has just happened in the story we've heard is profound. What we've just heard and experienced and witnessed is chaos. It's darkness. It's benightedness. It's evil run wild, run amok. It's everything that's horrible about humanity wrapped up in just a few sentences, a few words, a few moments. So when Jesus hands over his spirit, perhaps what he's doing here is handing over his spirit so that it might hover over all the darkness yet again, and all the chaos yet again, and all the nightness yet again, and all the evil yet again, the evil that has just been experienced in the most awful way imaginable. Jesus, the spirit, hovers over all of that. And as in the beginning, a new creation slowly begins to form. Light begins to push back against the darkness. Order and goodness against the chaos. That awful tsunami of blackness that overcame Jesus in his passion and in his death is calmed by the fullness of love. It is finished. And he bowed his head and he handed over his spirit. And it is that spirit which hovers over us still this night.